In the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight, we take you back in time to a small mansion on the banks of the Hudson River at the turn of the century. As the story opens, we become immediately aware that we are not joining it at its ultimate beginning, but rather its latest resumption. It is a play based on a short story by Edith Wharton and dramatized by John Douglas. It's called The Maid's Bell.
This way. Through here. Let's see. It's Hartley, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it's Hartley. Do you mind not going quite so fast?
Oh, good heavens, I'm sorry. Cook did say you'd been ill. I wasn't thinking. At least I can take one of your bags. Here.
Thank you. That's very good of you.
Agnes, housemaid, parlor maid, maid of all work, and general dog's body.
For all that, you seem pretty cheerful to me.
Oh, it's a good house to work in. Most of the time.
Most?
I suppose you might as well find out now as later. The last three or four ladies' maids before you, well, they just picked up and left pretty quick. Two of them barely had time to unpack.
But why would they,
Well, they were silly girls, that's all. Here, up these stairs.
Oh.
Can you see your way?
Yes, it is getting dim.
Stupid of me not to bring a light. I was sure we'd have enough daylight left.
Oh, it gets dark so quickly in winter.
There'll be a lamp and matches in your room. Oh, there should be just enough time to make it.
Just time?
I mean, it's an old house, and there are steps in odd places. You have to be careful, you know.
I had no idea the place was so huge.
A lot of it's closed up now. With her health the way it is, Mrs. Brimpton doesn't get about much. We're very quiet here. Just a moment. This is the servants' wing.
Why, the floors have thick carpets, even here.
That's the mistress's doing. Used to be bare boards all through here. But no, they need their peace and quiet just as much as we do, she says. So it's carpets everywhere. That's the kind of lady Mrs. Brimpton is.
Oh, it's hard to believe. Maybe I'm in luck at last. Agnes?
Yes? What is it, Hartley? Hartley?
I thought... Oh, never mind. It's silly of me. Of course old houses make noises.
Sure they do. And you know they sound louder in the dark. We better get a move on if we want any light at all.
Of course.
Through here.
Thank you. Ooh, it is dark.
Go ahead of me. That's it. Take my hand. If we go slowly, we should be all right. Your room's at the end of this hall. It's right away from the other servants, so you'll have lots of peace and quiet.
Well, that's good. When the day's over, I like to be by myself.
I hope you will be.
Pardon me?
Please, I mean, with everything.
Oh, I'm sure. Agnes, there is a Mr. Brimpton, isn't there?
Yes. He isn't here very often.
I see.
The one you will see a lot of is Mr. Ranford. He's here almost every day. Now, he's a real gentleman. See it the moment you look at him.
He's a friend of the family?
Mr. Ranford is a friend of Mrs. Brimpton.
Oh, and not of... Oh, Agnes, wait. There they are again.
There's what again?
It's footsteps. I knew I was right the first time. Now, where can they be coming from when all the floors are carpeted? Listen.
Listen, indeed. There isn't a sound.
Well, they've stopped.
It's an old floor, Hartley. It's the boards springing back behind us under the carpeting.
Well, perhaps, but
Yes?
Your hand has gone cold.
Oh, thank God, here we are. Here's the door of your room. And just enough light from the window. Matches should be right by the lamp here. Ah. There. That's better. That's a little more cheery now, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Just leave your bags by the bed.
Oh, what a prettily furnished room.
Told you you'd like it here. It's just... Oh, blast it.
What's the matter?
That door. The one across the hall there, right opposite this one. It's open again.
Does it really matter?
We have strict orders to keep it shut. Always. I suppose I should... I ought to... Hartley.
Yes, Agnes?
Would you mind a whole lot if I asked you to...
To what?
To go across the hall and close that door for me?
Well, certainly, Agnes. If you wish.
I know I've no business asking. I'm only a housemaid and you're a lady's maid. But if you could, just this once.
It's hardly a matter of who's who in the social register, Agnes. If all I have to do is close... Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't realize...
Go away. Oh, make her go away.
It must be the lamp dazzling my eyes after all that dimness. Agnes, I could have sworn for a moment I saw someone standing inside that room.
You saw yourself in the mirror is what you did. If I had a dollar for every time I've done that...
No, it wasn't a mirror. I thought I saw a black dress and an apron.
Hartley, we must be going back down now. They're waiting supper in the servants' hall.
Of course. Of course. Oh, by the way, that bell on the wall there, Mrs. Brimpton rings it to call me?
No! Never.
I don't understand.
That bell is never used. Ever.
Well, they don't use bells in this house?
Well, yes. But not that one. There are no bells for you. We really have to go now, Hartley.
Oh, I better take the lamp, hadn't I?
Oh, yes, Hartley. Yes, please.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believes in him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The Gospel according to St. John 5:24. Well, now that we have heard the word of the Lord for this evening, Hartley, I bid you welcome to Brimpton Place.
Thank you, sir.
You may call me Mr. Wace, Hartley. As I am butler here and there's no housekeeper, I'm finally responsible for you to Mrs. Brimpton. And, of course, to Mr. Brimpton.
Mm-hmm.
But as lady's maid, you serve the mistress directly. And if she's pleased with you, you'll never hear a sharp word from me. Do you follow?
Oh, yes, Mr. Wace.
Ah. I think you've already met our estimable cook, Mrs. Blinder.
Oh, I met her when she first came in, Mr. Wace, and a very suitable young person for the position, I must say.
You seem to have drawn golden opinions already, Hartley. I hope you'll continue to do so.
Oh, I certainly hope so, Mr. Wace.
Yes. And, of course, you met Agnes, the housemaid, earlier.
Oh, yes, Agnes and I are thick as thieves already. We nearly got lost in the dark up there, just finding my room.
The dark?
Oh. Yes, well, I hope she won't let that happen again, Hartley. The light can be deceptive up there in winter. You must have a lamp by you at all times.
Well, of course.
Well, that's all for that, then. I think, Mrs. Blinder, we might roll on the feast. You'll find we're a very quiet company. Except, of course, when Mrs. Blinder hears too much to drink and goes around smashing things.
Shame on you for a terrible fibber, Mr. Wace.
The mistress is asking for you, Hartley. Mr. Ranford is just leaving.
Oh, we'll keep your supper hot for you, my dear.
Agnes, I'm sorry to put you to all this trouble for me. Mr. Wace, if you could tell me which of those bells there is for me, well, we could save Agnes the trip next...
None of them. None of those bells is for you. You'd better go along now. You shouldn't keep Mrs. Brinton.
Please come in.
It's Hartley, ma'am. I believe you sent for me?
Yes, of course. Do come in.
Thank you, ma'am.
Come along now. You mustn't be shy, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize your guest was still here.
But I wanted you to meet him. You'll be seeing a good deal of him in the future, I hope. Hartley, this is my particular friend, Mr. Ranford.
Very honored to meet you, sir.
Stephen, this is my new maid, Hartley.
Delighted to meet you, Hartley. You're very lucky, you know, to be coming to serve this lady.
Oh, I know, sir. Well, so everyone tells me.
Your servants are shameless in their praise of you, Laura. What do you do to them?
I feed them bread and water, and I beat them.
Oh, no.
Never worry, my dear. Mr. Ranford's house is at the very end of the village. Mrs. Blinder must feed you up so you'll be strong enough for all the errands you'll be running there. He's my lending library.
Mm. Laura, I must be going. Shall I see you tomorrow?
Of course. If it's a really sunny day, I might even be able to walk a bit on the South Terrace.
That would be wonderful. A pleasure to meet you, Hartley. I look forward to seeing you in your new role.
Role, sir?
Well, you know, as a night-walking herald that trudges betwixt myself and Mistress Shore.
Stephen!
Very well, very well. I'm going. Goodbye.
Did you recognize that quotation he used, Hartley?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Shakespeare, King Richard III.
Dear me. Ah, well, if you're as educated as all that, you'll be able to read aloud to me, won't you? My aunt mentioned you'd been ill, and you do look white and drawn. May I ask what it was?
Typhoid, ma'am.
Oh, Hartley. You're lucky to be alive.
There were times back then when I wasn't sure I wanted to live.
Yes. Yes, I know exactly what that's like. However, it's clear that this is exactly the place for you. The Hudson Valley must be the healthiest place in America.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Yes?
Well, those photographs on the table, I hadn't heard there were children in the house. Well, they're beautiful.
They were very beautiful indeed. I'm afraid they are both of them dead.
Oh, Mrs. Brinton, I'm so terribly sorry. I didn't think.
I'm afraid they took after me. Their father is more robust. But I think we were talking about your health, were we not?
Yes. Yes, of course, ma'am. Yes, I'm sure the country air will do me a world of good.
Oh, I hope so. I couldn't bear it again.
I don't understand, ma'am.
I lost your predecessor, Hartley. The best friend. Servant is not the word at all. The best friend a woman could ever have. No better human being walked this earth. She was with me since I was a girl, long before my marriage. Her name was Emma Saxon. And she died.
I'm dreadfully sorry. May I ask, ma'am, the room I'm in now, was it hers?
I beg your pardon? Oh, no. No, no, no. I told them to put you in her old sewing room. Her room is across the hall. It is kept exactly as she left it. It will never be touched while I live.
If I may ask, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Well, I had to close the door of her room tonight, ma'am, and I noticed
the door of her room was open.
Yes.
Was it? Was it indeed?
Yes, and I noticed there was an old sewing machine just inside the door. And, well, it would help me such a lot with my mending if maybe...
Oh, nonsense, Hartley. That old one must be rusted and useless by now. We'll get you a new one. The old machine must stay right where it is.
Well, very, Very well, ma'am.
Do you have everything you want? You're sure you don't feel lonely in the country?
Well, not with you, I wouldn't be, ma'am.
You sound just like Anna herself. Hartley. Dear Hartley, you mustn't be afraid of her memory. Where there has been much love, surely something is bound to remain behind, thin and frail like a shadow on the water. When it comes from love, can it be bad?
I don't know.
Very well, Hartley. I'm tired tonight and shall dine upstairs. Agnes will bring me my tray, and later you may come and undress me.
Very well, ma'am. Your ring, I suppose?
No. No, Agnes will fetch you. Whenever I want you, I'll send Agnes.
But with respect, ma'am, that seems...
That is the way I wish it done.
Yes, of course, Mrs. Brimpton.
I didn't mean to be short with you, Hartley. You must just promise me one thing. For your own sake. If the bell in your room ever should happen to ring... Mind you, I'm not saying it ever would, but... If it should ring...
What then?
Whatever you do, don't answer it.
Mrs. Blinder? What on earth's the matter? I just get back from shopping in town, and I find everything topsy-turvy in an atmosphere like a burial vault. Is somebody dead?
Worse. He's back.
Who's back?
The master, Mr. Brimpton.
Would you stop gossiping for once, Mrs. Blinder, and set the table properly?
I'm sorry, Mr. Wace. Just wait till you hear what Bible text he reads tonight. Whenever the master's here, it's all fire and brimstone. You never heard such language.
Ah. Our text tonight is taken from the general epistle of James. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. James 1:8-11.
Amen.
Agnes. Mind your tongue, girl.
It's Hartley. You'd better mind hers. I'm sent to tell her to go upstairs right away.
Oh, Lord.
He wants to give her a look over.
Agnes, I won't tell you again. Hartley.
Yes?
When you're in a room with the master, you'd best keep your eyes lowered and your attention strictly on your duty.
Yes, Mr. Wace. Well, excuse me, please. I better go.
Come in, Hartley.
You called, ma'am?
I wanted you to meet my husband, Hartley. Carter, this is...
Come over here in the light.
Yes, sir. Pleased to meet you, sir.
Stand right there. All right. You may see to your mistress.
Thank you, sir.
Never consider me when you're hiring your maid to do you, Laura, hmm? Ah, well. We all have our friends, don't we? Which reminds me, how's Ranford? Pretty boy, but delicate, like you. He'd break pretty easily, I guess.
I think that will be offered tonight. Thank you, Hartley.
Thank you, ma'am. Good night. Good night, sir.
She looks like a damn foreigner to me.
She's as American as you or I.
I won't have any wops in my house. Do you hear? Do you hear?
Good Lord, that poor woman. I hope she and Mr. Ranford... Oh, Lord, who will help her? Oh, That must be the middle of the night when... Never get to sleep. You can't stop thinking of him, can you, Hartley? With her? Oh. He was so drunk, he almost crawled up the stairs to her room. It turns me sick to think what some ladies have to endure and hold their tongues about. What? What's that? It's a sewing machine. The one across the hall in her room. But Mrs. Brinton said it was all rusted and broken. Oh, I can't stay here. I can't. It's no wonder the other maids just picked up and ran. Oh, Mrs. Brinton. Poor Mrs. Brinton. Forgive me. I can't endure this. But I can't leave you alone with him. With her. I love you. But she loves you more. Oh, God. It's the bell. It's her bell. But I can't go. I can't. I promised Mrs. Brinton I wouldn't answer it. That's her door. That's Emma's door. She's out in the hall. Oh, God. Don't let her come in, please. God, don't let her come in. Oh, no, 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 no.
Go yourself, damn you. Go yourself, Emma Saxon. It's you she's ringing for, not me.
Hartley, you have never been a coward in your life, and you are not going to start now. If Mrs. Brimpton's in trouble, you are going to follow that thing to hell and back if it will help her. Go on. Go on, Emma. And I'm coming, too. It's all right, Laura. Dear Laura, I'm coming. We're both coming.
How many of you are there, for God's sake?
I'm alone, sir.
The hell you are.
Oh, please, sir, may I go in? Mrs. Brinton has rung for me.
You can all go in for what I care. All the ladies' maids there are.
Laura.
Emma. Dear Emma. Is he gone?
It's Hartley, ma'am. Yes, he's gone through the dressing room into his own bedroom. Oh. Are you all right, ma'am? Mom, please, hold up your head. Don't look like that.
Dearest Emma, faithful to the last, to the last.
Oh, God. I think she's gone. Mr. Wace! Mrs. Blinder! I think Mrs. Brimpton is dead!
What a bleak day to bury her. Poor soul.
Joe, did you see poor Mr. Ranford crying?
Mr. Brinton saw him. Never took his eyes off him the whole funeral. And her coffin right in front of him.
And where is he now? The master.
No. Jumped in his carriage the instant the funeral was over. To the station, he yells, and never says another word.
He's destroyed her. And he's gotten away with it.
Really think he has?
Well, what could they prove with her poor heart the way it was? He may never even have touched her.
Don't you believe it?
You know, it's a terrible thing to say, but I saw him go, and I got the impression he wasn't alone in that carriage.
Oh, so you saw her, too?
Mm-hmm. Black dress, white apron, an unusual travel costume.
She's got him then.
I think so. She's taken him with her into the dark.
Excuse me. Must be the cold. I'm going home to pack.
So are we all, Hartley. So are we all. The faster, the better.